Hi, everybody. Well, today's Monday, and it's August 13th, 2012, and we're here again to have another wonderful time. So we could do some maybe timeline crashing for emotions, if you people would like that. And we'll just see what how people are feeling after our intensives here. So here we go. So let's do some timeline crashes. Anybody out there have a situation that they've been dealing with? Bring it up now, and we'll see if we can release some of that energy on timelines from you. So here we go. Timeline crashing. Think of an emotion that you'd like to have released from you. And normally the emotion causes you physical problems. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's do a timeline crash we'll do one for sadness for people in case you happen to have that experience here. And here we go. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I think I'll do one for people that might be lonely. Maybe you got a situation happened to where maybe you felt abandoned or something, and now you're feeling loneliness. So here we go. Clearing that out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Remember, if you even don't have it right now, you may have had it sometime, and it may be still connected to you. So here we go. One, two, loneliness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, wow, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do another clearing for regret. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is here. Kathy, boy, that was strong. My eyes are watering. Okay, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. Thank you for those timeline crashes for sadness, loneliness, and regret. And today people are typing in the fast chat that they felt great today, that they felt peaceful, and they're happy. So that's good. And today is Monday, August 13th, 2012, and this is a forum for the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Your participation is welcome, either through the user-friendly fast chat on Station 1 for BBS Radio, or by calling. Callers are welcome. We have a toll-free number I can give right now, and that is 888-627-6008. And now there's some people typing things in the fast chat, and I'll read them out. One thing, Heather just typed in that she was lonely and needed that clearing badly. So that was good call, Ron. And speaking of timeline crashes, we had submitted a while ago and meant to read, never really got a chance, a list of human emotions that one can timeline crash that we seldom discuss here on the program, but are far-reaching as well. May I read a few of them?
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I'll go fast. And if someone wants it to repeat, I sure will. Just let me know. Okay, acceptance, affection, aggression, ambivalence, confusion, doubt, ecstasy, embarrassment, euphoria, forgiveness, gratitude, grief, guilt, hatred, hope, horror, hostility, homesickness, hysteria, hunger, interest, love, paranoia, pity, pleasure, pride, remorse, shame, suffering, sympathy. So those are a few we could really get to work on if we wanted. There's the Timeline Crash page, very affordable, that Ron makes available to us at creationlightship.com. It's under recommended healings. You can click on that, and it will take you to the order sheet, let's call it. And the prices are pretty good. They're just $60 for the month or $20 for a week. And you can use them unlimited, and then you can really get to work on the timeline crashing for whatever may be affecting you. So it's a pretty effective way to make some changes and have a better life, which is what Ron is always trying to help us do. So, Ron, how did it go this weekend? I know you did the intensive. You worked pretty much all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Tell us about it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was a little tired on Sunday near the end, so we got off about a little bit over 5 minutes before the call ended. So, anyway, yeah, a lot of critters being released, a lot of energy. It's every call is a little different. For myself, around probably 3 o'clock, I kind of got a little tired for about an hour. Then I popped back up again. And that's, you know, normal for me. During the call, at some point, I will start to go down a little bit because the energy is so strong from people as it gets released, and I'm seeing it go before my eyes here. But other than that, everything is good, and feel good today. Hopefully everybody else is feeling good. I really enjoyed the BBS program on Saturday night. That was very nice and unique, getting rid of the Galactic Federation energies that was associated with the Light of the Darkness archangels and angels themselves. Remember, a lot of people pray to them, bring them in, and they get connected and quartered to them. So we went and did some damage there, hopefully, to get rid of these energies that are courted and connecting to people, bringing in negative energies into their bodies. So hopefully, if you're on the call and you felt that, you should be feeling much, much better. So that was kind of a surprise for me to see that energy happening. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, I want to assure you that this weekend was very powerful for me, especially. As I said, that Saturday night, I was a co-host then, and I felt very self-confident and self-empowered from taking out the energies, just having that all released, because I know that I was connected to the archangels. I know I was connected to the Light of the Dark Angels. And so now I just feel so like a new person. And then Saturday and Sunday, when you did the intensives and you released a whole lot more of parasites and ET energies and all those critters you talk about, it just felt just absolutely tremendous for the whole weekend. I my energy was up, and then I felt my spirit more integrated in my body. And so it was a very special weekend, and I know you worked very hard on behalf of all of us. So I'm sure a lot of other people felt good, too. In fact, I did hear one person call in on the intensive say that the Saturday night program, which is on the archives of BTS, that would be the, I think that was the 10th, the Saturday night program was so powerful for her, she listened to the archive 3 times before Sunday morning, before the intensive. So that was truly remarkable. And anyway, some other things here that people are asking on the fast chat. Someone would like a clearing for fuzzy eyes. I think that's Liz. I'm going to look over in the this fast chat's going pretty fast. Liz says she needs an eye clearing, and Pete says he's buzzing in peace. So can we have a little clearing for critters under our eyes too, please, Ron?
Yeah, we can do that. Be interesting if anybody who was not on BBS Saturday or on the conference calls, if they feel different or felt different during the weekend, mainly Sunday and today, if they feel more peace, because you should feel more peace with those energies being taken away. Naturally, the aliens will probably figure out some way to bring that light of the darkness angel hierarchy back into play again, but it looks like a lot of it now, as I check from where I'm looking, it looks like a lot of it isn't even there. So here we go. So if you were not on the call, just type in to see if you feel more peaceful today, because those cords are off of you. Remember, everybody talks about angels, so once you start talking about them or you see them in churches or books and stuff, and nothing's wrong with them, you know, but the light of the darkness brought those energies here and maybe made the picture. So all of a sudden, you're being connected to aliens just by seeing those energies physically, seeing the actual photograph. It's really sad to have to talk about angels that way. But here we go. I really don't like doing it because a lot of people do feel, you know, like they have angels watching over them and stuff. And I was talking to one lady a while back. I haven't talked with her since, but she would do angel readings. And when I was telling her that that's the light of the darkness, that source energy does not have angels here, and that the source energy does not live in duality, so they could not ever come through an angel, especially to give readings. She didn't like that too much, I'm sure. She didn't say too much against me. But anyway, if you know what I mean, you can connect the dots pretty easily there. So here we go. Eye energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see how that is working here. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, we need our eyes. Thank you, Ron. The comments coming in are in response to the timeline crash list of emotions I read. And some people said, well, Liz said confusion is a good one. And Mike P. says he's worked on obscure emotions for the timeline crashes, and they work great. And Kate is asking, is there a reoccurring event clearing with a specific name? I know there's a generic one.
Yeah, not that I know of. So I would probably say not. because the reoccurring event one, you normally put in your situation. So if we're on the same page here, I think, you know, that's it's like a generic clearing where you can put in whatever you choose to for that clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I might be a little behind in the reading because Heal 321 is very helpful in the fast chat, and I think she answered her question. And so thank you very much. Okay, so in response to your report for Saturday night, Hector says the light chip is kicking some rear end, and people did report a peaceful feeling at the beginning of the program. They did report being happy. Everyone had nice comments in the very beginning. So, you know, Ron, maybe there's something to that, that people just, they didn't know necessarily, but they definitely know now. Jamie says that he's quieter inside of his body, and Mike says he's feeling denser energies and is doing the Earth Protection Timeline Crash 24/7. So thank you. That's a good reminder to do that. And Michaela says she feels great today and feels wonderful. And that's why, Michaela, I'm not sure if you were there on the Saturday night call or not. I know a lot of the listeners who were on the call Saturday night reported things that they saw. So if you want to backtrack in the archives on this BBS Fast Chat, you can go back to Saturday night's Fast Chat discussion, and you can actually see what people wrote down that they saw while Ron had escorted us onto the defense fleet to confront the Galactic Federation. After we had been to the light ship, and then after that, we went to the planet of a peaceful planet, and that was truly incredible, too, and a lot of people really enjoyed that as well. All in all, a very special experience that we'll have to do again next Saturday night, I think. Okay, so let me see. I'm looking for some questions in the timeline, the fast chat here. And again, if anyone wants to call, please do. I think Heal321 had a comment about she wanted the timeline crash, the energy of, I'm trying to find that name. Let me look it up here. She had it at the very beginning, I think, because yesterday was the anniversary of Montauk Project and the Mars Reminder. So maybe we could deal with that now, or maybe wait till the next program.
Yeah. Whatever you think might work good, that, you know, we could do that if you want.
Yeah, well, she brought it up, and, you know, it can certainly happen twice,
yeah,
I suppose. So.
Well, let's do some timeline crashes. That'll be kind of ironic because Montauk experiments dealt with that exactly. And here we go. And I got to see how, I'll just take away the energies that deal with people's involvement, hearing about Montauk. So here we go. I can't do much with the energy of Montauk itself, and it's still ongoing. So here we go. So this is if you were connected or heard about it. So one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does here. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Liz is reporting that she feels better today. Usually she's anxious on Mondays, but not today. And Heal 321 is saying because of the Saturday show, there was no thunderstorms in her area for Sunday or Monday, even though they were forecasted.
And that sounds very good.
So that's great. Yeah, she says she's having glorious weather these days, and I think she's on the East Coast. And Micah's saying, a year ago you did this timeline crash for Montauk, and it was very powerful. So a question that just came in from CLS Questions is, Ron, could you clearing for cellular memory? It's a mental clearing. And who would need that? Who would benefit?
I think we probably all would. So let's try that. Here we go. One, two. Remember, this is how they attach to your cells in your head, in your mind. So one, two, and this is your cellular memory that is connected, you know, throughout your body, which the orbs can connect to. So it gets a little complicated. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Wow. So we'll see what that does. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay,
I'm a little dizzy on that one.
Yeah, I am too. Does that cellular memory clearing enhance our brain potential, let's say our memory?
It could,
ability to learn? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I would think
okay.
So.
I wonder if anyone's done that, if they could let us know. All right. I think I heard a beep. If so, if there's a caller, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
How you doing?
Great. Can
Hello
you speak a little
everyone.
Louder?
Yes. How's this? Is this better?
Good. Yes.
I'm new, and I just started listening back in June. And I think my anxiety is growing. When the clearings are being done, sometimes when I'm able to tune in on the radio, I don't feel a lot of what the other listeners feel. I was born and raised into Catholicism, and I just heard the tail end of something about the angels, and, you know, I like angels, or I don't know that I should like them now, but it's like, what, you know, I did the prosperity jump. I was laid off a few years ago and been looking for work, and so I'm just, how do you maneuver? Do you have to do more and more clearings in order to succeed or to experience something or to be completely in your body? I don't know. I don't think that I'm expressing this correctly, but my anxiety level is increasing now because every time I listen, it's like, oh, my goodness, there's another clearing. And when do you get to the point where there's no more clearings you have to do?
Ah, well, That's a very good question. It depends where you're stuck, okay, and mm-hmm. where your mind has taken you. So mm-hmm. it's hard to say. I'm sure somebody in the fast chat could probably answer that question maybe better than me, only because mm-hmm. they have done, you know, clearings, and they know that doing, you know, one here and one there, you know, they may have found out that they have issues in certain areas, and they worked with those issues, and all of a sudden they feel at ease. But that's the whole thing, is when you start to realize that you're feeling comfortable living here.
Uh-huh.
Which means that the judgments are released from you that have been trigger points in this lifetime. So that's kind of how I would look at it. I don't know if anyone else would could help out with this. I wish that somebody could come on, but yeah, it's the whole thing is you have to look at what we're doing is ascension healings, okay, clearings to get rid of the densities for ascension, and most people realize that there's so much in them that's blocked that some people say, "Gee, what's the use?" You know. So if you just forget about the ascension part of it, and know then that each time you do a clearing, you're having a better life because you got some of the gunk released from you. That's how I would look okay. at the clearing. So when do you stop? Which one is best for you to come up with next? Just see where your issues lie. If you haven't mm-hmm. done the death barcode yet, I would highly recommend doing that one. And there's two clearings for that. The stress and death.
The what barcode?
The death barcode clearing. And then also what comes with that, along with that clearing, is another clearing. So you have two for the price of one, basically, which is the stress death barcode.
So once a clearing is done, you're cleared of that. You don't have to repeat those clearings.
You're cleared until you bring something up over again. On the death one, that can be, sometimes they can attach additional death barcodes to you. But like when you do a whole lifetime clearing, the clearing is complete from when you started or actually ended the clearing, going back to birth. And it depends if you get anything activated in your DNA from other people through talking to them, okay? If nothing gets activated, then you don't need to do any more. But some people do have things brought up. Remember, you're living life here, and what you're living is your ancestors' thoughts. So when somebody comes along and triggers a thought from the past, then that comes from your ancestors, and then you're dealing with another situation. And so okay. by having a whole lifetime clearing, the clearing is done instantly as you're done with the clearing. It is completed. But, mm-hmm. you know, people can bring up an issue which will reach into your DNA of the past and activate that. That's why you want to get the unlimited, at least on the emotional clearing. But mm-hmm. most people, you know, what I'd say, you know, that are over 20, you should probably get the death barcode taken off so that you're able to feel better and feel younger, typically.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's what I would say. If you haven't done that one yet, in fact, maybe we could ask somebody in the fast chat there. Are you able to read the fast chat?
Well, I'm in another room. I have to go back in the room where the okay. computer is, but I'll head back there.
Oh. Well, look at the fast chat and just see maybe somebody will comment on that. You do have it up then on your computer, is that correct?
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay, great. And maybe somebody could mention briefly what that, in fact, there's two clearings, the stress and the death ones on that. Remember, the death one is on your natal chart. Remember, you come in here and then they have you leave, and the other one is for stress. And so, and that also can cause death. So one is like an emotional one, and one is, in a sense, when the other one is for stress. But the death barcode is how they take you out with situations on your natal chart, which works with your soul family. So we'll see if we have any comments
here.
All right.
Okay.
So it's
okay,
as far as
thank
when
you.
To
I'll
stop doing
to
the
listen.
Clearings or when you think you're cleared out enough. Everybody's different. You just look at your life as improving. That's the whole thing to look at. Well, thank you for calling.
All right.
Marie,
did you have any questions about the angels?
Oh, yeah. You can address that if you do.
I guess that's not something I should focus on any longer because
The ones on the website, when we if we bring anything in at all, those are pure lights. They have to realize that at some point in the history of humanity here, the angels came in a sense of how long, who knows, but that they did come probably to pass on a message and left, and the darkness just brought them as if they're here continuously. And they court people, and that's what happens, and it's very unfortunate. But, it's like I said, it's difficult for me to talk about angels because right away, I mean, that's like, that's probably one of the worst things you can talk about. I don't know if, about bashing it or something. I don't know if it's worse. What's worse, bashing the alien gods or bashing the angels, you know? I think angels are probably more personal to people than the god energy. So all of a sudden you're stepping on somebody's toes, you know? But anyway, I do that a lot.
Thank
you for calling, Marie.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Hi, Marie. There's comments for you in the fast chat. Ron, I heard a beep, and I think there might be another caller. If so, caller, would you please go ahead? Do you have a question for Ron or something you'd like to share?
Yes. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry. How's the heat?
So, yes, I'm tolerating it, Ron. I got a nice fan, and I'm cooling off, so I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of cloudy out, a little bit of rain, and it's much better. It dropped down a lot, so I'm
oh,
much
rain,
better
that's
about
good.
That. Yeah, right. So, yeah, I had two comments, Ron. One was about the anxiety that Marie talked about, and then another one about the Galactic Confederation. And on the Galactic Confederation, when the light ship destroyed the Archangels, I was seeing where they had this all-time grudge for about 3,000 years. And then when Jesus came, they attacked Jesus, and then about 1,000 years before that time, too, culminated just a few days ago when the light ship attacked and destroyed the archangels. And when that happened, I felt like myself and perhaps other people, too, felt a lot of peace and a lot of dark energies released from us. And I was able to talk to somebody for the first time in an ethical way without getting courted or attacked or anything, because I had some more empowerment from that attack and that disintegration of the dark energies. And I felt like the archangels had these timelines recordings that looked like tree roots, and they tree-rooted all the way to all these people on the earth, thousands and thousands of people. They tree-rooted to these people back to them. They were taking their energies from them and calling them archangels, that they would help the people, but they were really helping themselves out and not the people. It was a catch-22, and they were disintegrated, and I feel like the empowerment on the planet Earth came back again to a better level.
Yeah, that's good. Hopefully everybody is feeling that.
Okay.
They may not know what they're feeling, but I would hope that everybody feels more peaceful today, you know, from Sunday, you know, and today, moving on. That's kind of great. Yeah, there's a lot going on that we don't know about.
And
when you have some of the stuff released from us so that we're able to be more of ourselves. So for me, I feel pretty peaceful today and felt okay yesterday, too. And Saturday night, I couldn't believe the difference in energy that was around, so I knew that I was under attack a lot by them, which is probably why we took them out. I don't look for things to deal with like that. that's all of a sudden it just happened. And going to the light ship and stuff, all that is, you know, for me, very, very spontaneous. So anyway, it was good that it happened. So
Yeah, I was glad. Then I had another comment. Marie made a comment about anxiety. I'd like to share a little bit on that. To me, I've seen where in a person's heart you can be happy and be too joyful and get involved in issues and be too joyful in the heart. And then it goes back to self-doubt. Self-doubt and then too joyful, back and forth like it's ambivalent from one to the other, like a mood swing. And you don't get into the peace in the heart until you go deeper. And that could be an anxiety, too. And it could be because maybe, for an example, people scream at you, and then all you have is self-doubt. And then you do things with self-doubt, and then you have a happy, joyful state. It's too joyful. It's over the edge. And then the self-doubt go back and forth like a mood swing instead of going into the really essence of the peace in the heart area. And I'm wondering if we could get a clearance for that tonight, Ron.
Yeah, okay, self-doubt. Here we go. So that's, again, an emotion, so we'll do a timeline crash on it. Here we go. So one, two, three, and we also have on the website, if you do have a lot of self-doubt, we have the special clearing, but I would probably steer you to the self-empowerment one and do that clearing probably instead. But, you know, that's what I would do, because the self-empowerment has 39 or 38 issues, plus if you wanted to add one or two more, you could. So here we go. Self-doubt, timeline crash. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, now that one's completed. So how do you feel, Larry?
Oh, what was that, Ron?
Yeah, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
Yeah, that one ended there. Felt pretty good to me.
I'm getting a little static, a little choppy static, but I feel like my heart's integrated a lot better into itself, into that peaceful area now. It feels a lot better in the heart.
Okay, great. Okay, so thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey, Kathy,
Ron,
back to you.
Ron, more comments about people feeling peaceful over the eight-hour intensive and didn't even listen to the Saturday program and still felt that way or noticed it with the others. And someone saying that, Larry, you sound very peaceful tonight yourself. Pete just typed in. He says, you can't have duality without angels and demons. Neither one are in source. Neither one are in source energy. Thank you, Pete. And Luke is at saying he didn't feel any difference since Saturday and wonders why the reports haven't been posted lately regarding what's been going on with the USA military.
Well, I haven't had anything coming to me about them yet. So I'm in the, like, for me, it's like on the far distant burner. And if I get something, I will, bring it forward. But I'm not that heavily involved with what they're doing. In fact, I do get some glimpses of things happening, but that's not really why I'm here to help people. That just came in, and they came in really quickly, and we had some wonderful reports, and I don't focus on that. So that's not my forte to keep looking to see what's going on those timelines. I don't do that. If they come to me and I get involved with something and I can start seeing what's happening in the battles, then I will definitely, you know, let people know. But at this point, I'm not involved with what they're doing unless they need me to know something. So my intel is like zip. But I know that things are going on. So I do feel some pulling, some time of energy for help, but it only lasts for about 5 seconds, and that gets taken care of, and that's it. So it's not like a lot of people do the channels, channeling and bring forth information weekly or daily and telling people what's going on. No, I don't work that way. So it's not my agenda to be like a lot of the Galactic Federation people who channel this and channel that and this being or that being. If they are beings themselves, whatever or whoever they're channeling or whatever maybe machine is transmitting to them, electronic machines that come across with a certain name or connecting to people, I don't do that. So you have to realize that, you know, why would some, you know, as I check out channeling and look at it, how do those people get that information, okay? To the average person, they think that they had divine intervention. You know, the person was, say, a nice person, and all of a sudden, something knocked on their door, maybe on their head or something, and they said, "Oh, I'm so-and-so, I'm Archangel Michael, or I'm, Hell's Bells from, you know, Planet Z or something, and I'm here with this divine message, you know, and I'm going to connect with you for, the rest of your life, and you can channel to all these people, telling them what a nice person they are, and then they will sometimes start to regurgitate what's in the news and things like this here, and it's all duality, you know? So, there are stuff that could be, and it could all be valid. It could be great information, but I don't work that way. I don't choose to live in duality to where you have to keep bouncing yourself back and forth. And, my reality is in the moment. So I don't need to know what's happening out there. And the information, even though it could be good, why get stuck into more duality? Anyway, that's where I live. So, why get involved with the darkness to get information from somebody? To me, one of the main things is like, here, I'll step on some toes, but I've heard a lot of people over the years talking about Nisara. That is going to happen, you know, pretty soon, and it was signed in and everything else by Clinton, et cetera, and, where is it, you know? And there are people having, you know, really high hopes that this may happen. And so they, you know, get their string pulled each time they hear about it, or they're waiting to hear about it. So naturally, when they're waiting, the energy that, we'll just say that for some reason, all the channelers said, oh, Nisara is coming, and it'll be here in 2 weeks, and the plan will be that we all get all this money, and that all the debts will be erased, or whatever Nisara means to you. I'll just use that for an example. So all of a sudden, you get excited. Maybe you go out and you spend your next month's rent because they say it's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of weeks. So you overspend. And you're really excited, and that day is getting closer and closer, and all the channelers are coming through saying how it's coming down the pike, and it's almost here. Man, it's coming. And then supposed to hit, we'll say, on a Thursday at noon. So now you go to sleep on Wednesday, and you wake up and probably get up extra early because you want to go to your computer to see what the next channeler said. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and in 6 hours, Nisara is going to happen, or whatever you want to call it, okay? And as it approaches noon, the channelers are saying, oh, yeah, it's happening. And then at 12 o'clock, nothing happens. So you have all this energy of excitement for probably a couple of weeks. Who's taking that energy from you? You're emitting it. You're giving away your life force energy freely to the aliens. and the channelers are lighting the fire underneath you to do that. And so you're following that particular line. Now, what happens when it comes to be 1201 and the channelers come on and say, you know, we're really sorry, but, you know, this special group of people that was in the underground, somehow some aliens came in and killed them, and blah, blah, blah. And we're very sorry, but this could not happen. So now you're really upset. You're probably really upset for yourself because you got duped and fooled. Maybe even more upset because you spent maybe your last month's you know, extra money, and you have no money to pay rent for the next month. And now you're angry. You're angry because nothing happened. Now, who are you angry at? You're angry at probably the aliens or this particular force of energies, whatever you want to call it. Well, they're still taking your energy. They can't wait. So they got you on a high, and now they got you on a low. And then where are you in a month? In a month away in the future, now you're trying to scramble to make your next month's rent payment or whatever because you had to get the money somehow, and now you're even more stressed. And you're still looking for that Nisara news. Is it going to happen? Maybe I'll get all that money in a month from now and borrow money from Uncle Harry. You know, I can pay it off. And you're still looking and searching. And that's exactly where you don't want to be. You want to be in the moment. So hopefully I added some clarity to the initial question is, why haven't I commented on what the military forces are doing? It's because they're doing what they're doing. And I'm not involved with it unless I need to know about something, and they will tell me. I'm not out there looking and trying to, you know, figure out stuff because I don't need to. I don't live there, and let them do what they're doing, and I'll do what I'm doing. And if something does happen, I will let you know. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and Ron, to add to your answers for Luca's question, others who have been with CLS for quite a while are agreeing with you, such as Pete. He says, information is time related in the moment you live. You get what you need at that moment, not on the timeline. The more you hear, the more you strengthen that timeline. So walk away.
Thank yeah, that's good. Walk away, Renee. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Ron, you've always been, you know, telling us things we need to know when it happens, just like Saturday night. Luca, I don't know if you were listening, and it seems like a few people joined this program after it started when you talked about what the program was about on Saturday night, and it was very wonderful time for us to experience how it feels to do some battle and to help with strengthening our own situation, to crash timelines ourselves through work on the defense fleet. So the best thing to do is listen to the archive towards the end, especially. It's quite a time on the lightship with the Creation Lightship. So thanks again, Ron. And some people are asking about what Montauk was. It was so important. They weren't with us last year when you did the first timeline crash. And I wonder if you could just give a little bit of background about that, Ron, about why you timeline crashed the Montauk Energy anniversary.
Just to get it kind of off of the people, the Montauk stuff is a very hot subject, and L. Bielek was in charge, and he's no longer living, I believe. At least that's what we're told. Okay, he could be actually somewhere else living. I don't know about that one. I haven't looked. I did meet him personally. Went off to lunch with him. He had wonderful blue eyes. So I think I saw him about 5 years ago approximately in Florida. But he was having knee problems at the time. But basically, he never talked about this to me, but he was in charge, and I met people back in New York. Remember, Montauk is on the at the end of Long Island, and Montauk is where they did the time travel experiments. So he was in charge, I believe, of taking people, maybe young people. I shouldn't have used the word taking. He was in charge of the program that put them into timelines into probably the past and the future. So if this is kind of new to you, you might want to just look it up. You know, the Philadelphia experiment is kind of similar, where they took the battleship and made it invisible, and he was involved with that. L. Bielek was, with a different name, and basically he's involved with that energy. So whether it was the interesting thing when we were there eating with him, I said, "You have some viewers always watching you," because I could feel them behind me. And I says, "Looks like they're kind of watching what you are saying." And he says, "Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because they really can't kill me, because if they killed me and did something to me without me having a natural death," he said, "that it would destroy the timelines." And so it was quite interesting to talk with him. But anyway, but that the reason why we got rid of some of that energy was some people were connected to it. And I think that New York is a hot spot for maybe still programs going on. I'll just talk about this briefly here. Remember, they can go back in time and forward in time. So they could still have the Montauk experience happening, experiment, we'll say happening. It's actually an experience actually going on from the past, working with us right now where we're living. So, because they can change the timeline. They can go back before you were born or at your birth and put you into an experiment. Remember that they're in control of timelines. So that could be a whole other program, but even though it's, you know, maybe no longer active like we know about it or would think about it, that it's a thing that happened in the past, it can still be going on just as live today as it was, you know, back when he was doing this stuff, I'm guessing probably in the 60s, and then probably also in World War II, when the Germans were visiting us with submarines out there as we were going, and when we were at war with the Germans. That's what he mentioned. He says, "Yeah, they were right here in Montauk." You know, so I guess our show's about ready to get over, and let's bring in some peace energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We have another program coming on. It'll be in an hour from now, so you can check the website and click on the icon near the upper right. And it'll be on Micro Effect. We might be, we'll be on TalkStream, and we're trying to also get into simulcasting with BBS on a TalkStream also. So we'll see what happens here. So tonight is a 3-hour program. And it gets over if you're back east at midnight. And we'll have a great time. So, blessings to everybody. Thank you, Kathy. A very relaxful, interesting show today. Time went by really quickly. Back to you, Kathy.
It sure did. Thank you so much, Ron. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it and feels very much at peace and seems very calm. So, it was a great weekend overall.
Yep, and we got the conference calls coming up. Tomorrow is our call for getting rid of energetic hoarding from people. So check the top of the website, and we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.